Hi, my name is Jennifer Pena. I am currently the alumni coordinator for GeoForce Texas, and I also am a Jackson School of Geoscience graduate, class of 2022.
Hi, my name is Eleanor Cody. I am the communications coordinator for the GeoForce program. I'm also a Jackson School graduate, graduated in 2022, and Jennifer and I were both actually part of the GeoForce program, both from the Southwest cohort.
Yeah, I'm from Eagle Pass, Eleanor's from Dehennis, and we've actually known each other since we were 13 years old, because when we were in high school, the GeoForce program came knocking to our middle schools, and I personally had no idea what geology was, so learning about it from GeoForce for that little bit, and also hearing that I could travel if I became a geologist, oh, I was hooked.
Yeah.
So then I applied to GeoForce, got in, and then besides having this interest in geology really form, I also formed a friendship with Eleanor.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we did. I remember being interested in rocks growing up. I remember picking up rocks on the ground whenever I would go to different places, and I was very interested, especially in the sparkly ones, because I like things that are pretty and calcite sparkles, and there's shell imprints and fossils, and that stuff's pretty, right? And so I loved looking at rocks, and so learning about them and finding out that I could be part of a program that would take me places and introduce me to new people, and I could learn about rocks was super exciting for me. We both started at the Jackson School in 2018.
I know for me, GeoForce really was what propelled me to apply even to the Jackson School, because it wasn't until our third academy where we go off to Oregon and we really see something different than what I had ever seen in my hometown at the border of Texas that really got me hooked onto geology and made me want to apply to a geology program. Then our fourth year, we come to UT and we spent the whole week here at UT and really at the Jackson School. And that made me apply to the Jackson School.
Yeah,
I could see
same.
Myself walking down the halls and really kind of experiencing UT and experiencing Austin.
You know this, but I only applied to one school and it was UT. And I don't recommend that to anybody. That's not a responsible thing to do. But after that GeoForce trip, I was going to be an Aggie all the way up to my 11th grade trip. There's pictures of me out the Mount St. Helens Visitor Center, wearing my little Aggies t-shirt, because I genuinely was this is what I'm gonna do, because everybody from my hometown goes to Texas A&M, that's just what you do. And coming to UT for my 12th grade year, I remember walking into the Jackson School and there's a Jackson School smell. I don't know. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's the smell of rocks and stuff. And I remember being in the building and just going this feels like home.
Now it may be the asbestos that they don't always put in a bag, but I swear I'm still alive, I'm still
no,
kicking.
I know. They would always have rocks that were don't touch this and don't open up this bag, giving it to undergrads, and was I feel giving this to 19-year-olds is not the most responsible thing. Y'all can edit that out. I really felt so at home at the Jackson School, and I think spending time here and meeting the faculty members, because GeoForce introduced us to all sorts of different people, and having those connections coming in, with my peers who I felt were leagues ahead of me academically, because they had more dual credit classes and they had geology and earth sciences classes, and we come from very small rural towns, and they don't have access to that type of stuff. We had one science teacher for all of the high school classes. There was no opportunities for those extra classes that were not outside of the Texas assigned classes. And so I felt behind coming in, but having that leg up of knowing the faculty members and people knowing me, on a first name basis, being oh, what's up, Dr. Catlows? She's oh, hey, Eleanor. And me telling my friends yeah, we went on a trip to Florida together. That really made me feel I belonged here and that I actually had a place here.
Yeah. I will say, I also just, afterwards, coming into the Jackson School, I will say, even with GeoForce, whenever I came in, I just thought, because of course I come from a border town, I just thought, okay, I'll go into oil and gas and I'll do that because that's what a geologist does. Mm-hmm. So coming to the Jackson School, it was really great to take all the different types of courses and really see different things in geology. So one semester I did research on ice sheets and ice sheet modeling. Another two semesters I did research on seismic data and how to track that and what we can do with that up at Pickle. I also worked for the GBDS team for a little bit up at Pickle, digitizing. Even when COVID happened and we had to all close down, I could still do that digitally and get that work done. And it was one of the courses here, actually, geoethics and broader impacts courses that I took that really opened my eyes to, oh, I had done this when I was a high schooler. That's what helped me go into geology and know this was a thing. I can do this as a job and I can really propel this forward and help out with that. And that really led me to what I'm doing now, which is helping in science outreach and science communication. And if I'm being honest, without the Jackson School, I probably wouldn't have found that I could do that as a career, even with the experience in GeoForce that I had in the past.
Yeah, no, the same. I actually, you know, I took that broader impacts class because you had taken it and you were so like excited about it. I also took the geoethics course, loved it with Dr. Johnson. Like he is amazing. And I also was part of like Jackson Scholars. So, you know, I was able to also connect with him and like know him from that too. But yeah, that broader impacts class with Adam was so phenomenal. And I feel like it gave me a different perspective of science, like that wasn't so technical. And like, wow, that's like super fun and cool. I am not like math-minded. I don't like technical stuff. I have like more of a qualitative mind more than quantitative. And finding opportunities for me in the Jackson School, like I feel like I was able to do that because of having a network. And like the Jackson School is a tight community, and I feel like a lot of people are like pushing you forward for success, and like they do want you to succeed. And if they don't know how to help you, like they can put you somewhere else where you can make a connection. And like I really loved how tight-knit everything was. Like, I had a mentor who was getting her PhD. Like, I was able to talk to her, you know, oh my God, I got a C in chemistry. And she was like, girl, I got a D. It's okay. Like, you'll be okay. And now she's, like, she got her PhD. She's teaching. Now I think she's in Colorado. Kat Ross, shout out to Kat. I love her. But, like, she was a person who, like, I could rely on and, like, who could mentor me and, like, help me through these things. And, like, I know other colleges just don't have that. They don't have that kind of, like, tight-knit community where you can walk down the hallway and be like, hey, what's up? Oh, my gosh, hi. Haven't seen you in a while. Like, how are your kids? Like, I know most faces in the Jackson School, and I know, like, now, you know.
And even if you don't know them,
yeah,
you can go up and say, hi, this is my name. I know so-and-so. How did you get here? Yeah. What are you doing right now?
And you have mutuals, exactly.
Exactly.
So
you can connect with anyone here. And I've noticed that even after graduating. So after I graduated with my bachelor's, I wanted to take some time off. And so I did environmental consulting for a year in Dallas. And that was great. But I really didn't get the itch and getting to do that science communication and science outreach. So then I saw a job opening for GeoForce Texas, and I applied. And honestly, best decision. Even though I had to move back to Austin, which was a little tricky telling my parents I needed to, you know, move around my lease and all of that sort of thing, I'm so glad I did. Because now, even coming back, I notice even more so now how connected the Jackson School is. Just because I personally am an introvert, really, and have always been that way. So whenever I
she's always the quiet kid.
Yes, when I was in the high school program, oh my gosh, honestly, Liz Catlows probably doesn't know my name because I think I talked to her like once. And then also in college, I didn't talk so much. But when I came back with the GeoForce program, there were people who remembered my face and said, oh, Jennifer. And I was like, oh, okay. And through this program, I've gotten more confident, but have really noticed the connections that you can make at the Jackson mm-hmm. School. And have been able to build those relationships and seeing it from this other side. So now working with, you know, high school students and teaching them about geology and everything you can do. And then seeing our alumni come to UT and come to the Jackson yeah. School, come to all these events. I'm able to be the one to, you know, make those little connections. They'll come to me and say, hey, I really like geology. I kind of want to do marine geology. Do you know anyone? oh my gosh, yes, okay, if you want to do anything with plastics, go to Dan and Marcy. They're incredible and they're looking for a spot. Or if you want to do this other thing, go to these people. So it's really nice to be that person and to help these students kind of make those connections and find their way in geology.